Hi folks, just giving Tozer some food here. Get off that. We can get that out. It'll not take him long to get through it. This is brandy dog food. And on the tin there's a picture of what I think is a Bernese mountain dog. And I think many years ago it might have been a St. Bernard. And there was a very famous St. Bernard many years ago, from 1800 to 1814. And this St. Bernard's name was Barry. Strange name for a dog, Barry the St. Bernard. And this St. Bernard was situated in a monastery in Switzerland. And it was the most famous St. Bernard that ever lived. It was accredited with rescuing over 40 people from the Swiss Alps who were going to perish in the snow. They say that a St. Bernard has a tremendous sense of smell, like many dogs. It can smell a human body or a body of an animal under several feet of snow, maybe as a result of an avalanche. And on one occasion there was a man who had been lost in the snow. He was partially buried. He was unconscious. Barry was sent out to find him. Barry the St. Bernard sniffed this man out, and as often the practice of the dog was, such was its training, that it lay upon the top of the unconscious individual, putting heat into the body, began to lick his face, and this man began to come round. But because of his unconsciousness, he wasn't sure of his bearings, and found himself underneath this huge big dog. He pulled out his knife, thinking he was being attacked by a wolf or a bear, and stabbed Barry the St. Bernard. Now the story goes that Barry didn't immediately die. He lived on for another year or so. But rather than attack this man, rather than retaliate, Barry went off back to the monastery and left a trail of blood. And the monks in the monastery were able to follow that trail of blood back to the person who Barry had been trying to rescue. And it was because of that his life was saved. And I think there's a lovely gospel illustration in that. Sometimes the Lord Jesus Christ comes and ministers to us, and yet tragically and sadly we reject him. And so it was in the days of his flesh. He came into this world to be a saviour. And yet the Bible says he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And man plunged the knife of rejection into the Son of God, nailed him to a cross, and yet there's a scarlet trail of the Saviour's precious blood, and the Lord's mercy abounds. Even over those who have despised and rejected him, there's still mercy, there's still grace. And so this world took the Saviour, and instead of responding to his love and his rescue mission, if you like, they despised him. They rejected him, sent him to a cross, and yet through his crosswork, through the shedding of his precious, precious blood, he has redeemed multitudes of souls. Maybe today you despise him, maybe today you reject him, and yet what love was displayed upon the cross. He cried, "Father, forgive them," on that cross. And I trust today that if you do not know him, that you might respond to the love of God, that you might realize that the Son of God did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save. He didn't come to condemn, but he came to justify and to set free. Don't despise him, don't reject him, but receive him today as your Savior. God bless you, thank you for listening, and hopefully we'll see you again very soon. Bye-bye.